Stop the fear. Stop the pain.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been bringing you this timely podcast since 2009, and we're going strong. We're well over 1,100,000 listens to this podcast. We are helping people all over the world empower their lives with the law of attraction. Today we're talking about fear. Fear is a tough one. It's painful. When you are trapped in the modality of fear and your mind is filled with thoughts of fear and doubt and apprehension, when you're worried about paying your bills or where's the next sale coming from, or am I ever going to be able to save this relationship, or is this business going to manifest, is it going to fly, or is it going to just struggle forever and ever? When you're caught in fear and doubt, you are trapped in a world of pain. It's not a fun place to be. And anybody who has ever been in that place can testify to that. Now, about 10% of the time, our fears are justified. You know, the tiger really is chasing us. Or we get a call from the hospital and we have to go there, and we have all kinds of fear pouring through our body. It's justified. It's real. Somebody really is chasing us. Somebody really is breaking into the house. But about 90% of the time, our fears never manifest. That's right. 90 to 95% of the time, the things that you fear are not going to manifest. It's not going to be as bad as you think it's going to be. It's not going to take as long as you think it's going to take. You're going to be able to overcome the obstacles. You're going to be given a new direction, a new path, rendering the fear moot. Sometimes this cycle of fear is so powerful, so strong, that it literally shifts your energy field. And when it begins to shift your energy field, you will find yourself in a position of spiraling downward. In other words, you're literally creating the stuff you don't want. Now, not every thought is going to manifest, and not every fearful thought is going to happen. When I have a fearful thought that comes into my mind, I just simply say, cancel that. And sometimes I visualize a check with the big word in red letters, canceled, you know, like a canceled check. Cancel that thought. And I cancel it, and I move on to a positive thought. And the thought never manifests, because I didn't invest in it. That's the key. I didn't invest in the fear. And I didn't allow the fear to overtake me, to overrun me, to control me, to dominate me. You see, fear is a chain reaction in the brain that begins generally with a stressful stimuli. So you're going down the road, so to speak, and all of a sudden somebody runs a red light and nearly clips your car. And your heart's pounding and your eyeballs are big and your blood pressure's up because you had a stressful stimuli. And that's a legitimate reason to feel fear. Other times, the fear is imaginary. I remember listening to the speech. Of course, I'm not that old, but listening to it on different tapes and audio programs when FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, was speaking to the American people about Pearl Harbor being bombed by the Japanese. And he knew that the worst reaction that the United States and the people of the United States could have is a reaction of fear. And he chose these words: "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." And that's the truth most of the time. Most of the time, what you are fearing is the emotions, the energy in your body that is caused by fear itself. You see, I believe that fear is based on beliefs, and that as we begin to make deep-seated, I mean really deep into your psychology, changes in your belief system about who you are, why you're here, what you're doing, where you're going, your fears will begin to change. Oftentimes, our fears are based on presuppositions that we are not living up to other people's beliefs. I'm too old. I'm too young. It's not right. It's too right. I'm not smart enough. That kind of thing. And we start to believe these presuppositional beliefs about ourselves. And that puts us in a state of fear. You know, they say that the greatest fear besides death that people have is public speaking. Why do you think public speaking should be right up there with death? The answer is that we are overwhelmed with fear about how people see us and how they judge us and what they're going to think of us after we've started talking. And I think that's the real strength in actors and politicians, is that they have overcome that fear. And instead of it being a fear, it becomes a thrill. Two people can get on a roller coaster. One can put all kinds of positive endorphins into their body by going on this ride and enjoying it and finding thrill in it. Another person can put all kinds of negative energy into their body because they're trapped in a world of fear about what could happen, what might happen, what will happen. Remember, fear is a chain reaction in the brain that begins with a stressful stimuli. Take away the stimuli or change our belief about the stimuli, and the fear begins to change too. Fear is based on beliefs. You've got to attack and change and alchemically transform your beliefs in order to change your fears. As our beliefs begin to change, we learn to take control of what we call the fear response, which is increased heart rate, out of control thoughts, increased blood pressure, fight or flight, and all of that. We take control of those thoughts and those autonomic nervous system responses. We take control because we don't have the same beliefs anymore about that fear. It no longer controls us. It no longer dominates us. It no longer rules us. We realize that within us is the seed of greatness and power and competence and ability and strength and might and determination. I'm going to give you 7. There are a lot more than that. But I'm going to give you 7 ways of dealing with fear. These are power ways. These are ways that will work for you, and you can apply them right now. But I want you to visit me at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want you to claim your 30 minutes and find out what it's like not to live in fear. We'll be right back after this important message. Be sure and listen.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt, enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness, make more money than you ever believed possible, obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
H.P. Lovecraft says, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear." Now, I believe, as a miracle mentor, an alchemy life coach, the time to work on your fear is when you don't have the fear. It's pretty tough in the middle of a public speech where you're feeling all this fear to start working on it then. So I'm going to give you 7 ways that you can begin working on your fear. Number 1, know exactly what you fear, and if possible, know why. Know what you fear. I fear being judged. I fear being criticized. You know, I fear being alone. I fear dying suddenly. Whatever it is, know what you fear. Number 2 is a technique that was invented by a good friend of mine, the late Donald Michael Craig, in his book Modern Magic. And it's called IOB, Identify, Objectify, and Banish. So in this method, we're going to identify our fear, which we've done in step 1. We're going to objectify it, which means in our imagination, in our subconscious mind, we're going to give it an image. Now, sometimes it can be this big green ugly thing or a red blob with an eyeball or who knows what it can be. But usually the image that we give it will closely relate to the type of fear it is. For example, if we have fear of selling, fear of sales, fear of making cold calls, you know, maybe this thing is big and stern and nasty with big teeth and big eyeballs. Very judgmental. So we identify the fear, we objectify the fear, we give it an image, and then we banish it. We go into our imaginations, we make ourselves bigger and bigger and bigger in our imagination. We make the fear smaller and smaller and smaller. And then we begin to turn the fear from color to black and white. We take away all of its energy, its life force. When something turns gray, it loses life force. So that's why we turn it gray or black and white. And then we take out a special weapon, an imaginary weapon, such as a sword or a ray gun or even a ray coming out of the palms of our hands. And we shoot it at this objectified object and it blows up into powder, into dust. And we take a deep breath and we hold our arms above our heads. We claim victory. Now, we do this process 4, 5, 6, 10 times. Never stop doing it. You do this 7, 8, 10 times. Pretty soon, you don't feel you need to do it. And all of a sudden, you're put into that fear situation, the situation that used to trigger the fear, and you don't feel it anymore. It's just not there. Mentally, sometimes you'll think, I should feel fear. But you just don't feel it. Because you have identified, objectified, and banished. We use this technique in miracle mentoring all the time. But you can use it at home. 3, learn to control your breathing. In through the nose, hold it for 4 seconds. Out through the mouth, leave the breath out for 4 seconds. When people start to overreact to fear, their breathing becomes short, it becomes erratic. You know, sometimes they hyperventilate. So get in the habit of controlling your own breath work. 4, make your fears small in your imagination. We kind of did that with the IOB, but you can take a fear, a situation, and just make it small. See it in your whole imagination and then make it smaller and smaller and smaller until it's the size of a postage stamp. And pretty soon the fear just seems so far away. It seems so small. It seems so insignificant. And you feel more powerful. You feel more in control. You feel more alert, alive, and you start attracting things that you want to attract in your life. Make your fear colorless. As we said, give it an image, but take away its color. If it's another person, perhaps it's a parent, in your imagination, make them gray. Make them black and white. If it's a family members, take away their color. You know, as you take away their color in your imagination, maybe you're telling them some big news and you know they're going to react negatively. So take practice 5, 6, 7, 10 times where you visualize their color as gray and small. Always practice visualizing yourself as getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is 6. And I like to get my clients up to that point where they have the solar system going around them. And they are the center of the solar system. And when you feel that kind of size in your body, it's pretty difficult to feel fear for anything. And 7, I absolutely believe in engaging in neuro-linguistic alchemy, which we use in miracle mentoring and hypnosis, miracle hypnosis. And I do believe in some cases past life regression is helpful because sometimes these fears are unreasonable. We don't even know where they came from. And so by using the past life model, whether you believe in past lives or not, it works. That's all that matters. And by getting rid of the fear or the stimuli in a past life or an imaginary past life, we get rid of it in our present life. Okay, there's 7 techniques. There's about 30 that we use, but there's 7 that you can start using right now. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. You have the power to do, to be, to overcome anything, to attract and manifest the life of your dreams. You have a great day now. Pay it forward. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.